It's your little friends, and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge.
The Cutting Edge podcast. I'm a Cutting
Edge
guy.
Here's everything you need to know.
Yeah. Five fast facts about Cutting Edge.
I have five keywords that I'm looking at on the Cutting Edge IMDb page.
Okay, perfect.
They are bare-chested male. Working out.
Yes.
Gymnasium.
Yes.
Implied sex.
What?
And family business.
Well, guess what, folks? We don't even need to describe the movie now because IMDb did it. That's it. Bare-chested male, implied sex, family business.
I came hunting for D.B. Sweeney, the lead of this film, who I've never seen in anything before, but found quite charming in this movie.
He was quite charming.
And he was like the lead in this, opposite Mandy from West Wing. From like the first half of the first season of West Wing?
Yeah. Her name is Moira something.
Moira Kelly, yes. And then this is dramatis personae.
Yeah, this is where we say who's in it.
So this guy, D.B., I want to say
Sweeney.
Cooper.
Sweeney. I want to say Cooper too so bad.
I went looking for him because I was like, who is this guy? What happened to him? And he's like, he's around. He's been steadily acting in mostly TV stuff since this movie. I want to draw attention to one notable role he played.
Yeah.
In 1999 to 2000, it had two seasons, this show. Okay. It was called Harsh Realm.
Harsh Realm? I feel like I've heard of that. It sounds awesome.
Well, D.B. Sweeney was in it, and he played a character called Mike Pinocchio.
Amazing.
So that's who that is. And then Moira Kelly is...
Babe
is
hot.
Mandy from The West Wing. They just quietly disappeared her character.
Josh Lyman's girlfriend in the first
sort of. Yeah, season? They have like a thing. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, it falls apart pretty quickly, and then they disappear her. They disappear a lot of characters, mostly women.
Aaron Sorkin can't handle having more than like three women on set at once. It just like overloads his system.
Locke from Lost, obviously.
Locke from Lost is in this one.
Locke from Lost was her dad.
Okay.
The rich man.
Yeah, we should say who we are, I guess. I'm Jack.
Tanner.
We talk about romance.
And we're talking about a star-studded cast tonight in a film that Jack sent to me like two nights ago. So Jack's on vacation.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why.
It's a pretty normal.
I have two podcasts.
Yeah,
and both of my co-hosts are on vacation right now.
Okay, yeah,
and one of them is just got back from vacation and is going on another one soon. So we're doing a lot of double records.
Yeah.
Anyway, because you were on vacation, you said that you needed to find a romance film that would be appealing to a large group of people.
Yeah. Do you want
notably
hear...
not me? But
you didn't like it. Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't. Figure you into my calculations. I'll explain to folks. Here's what happened. I was staying in an Airbnb upstate. I won't say where because I don't want people to come and find me. And I was staying with a group of two other couples.
Funny.
Two other couples.
Pretty sure Jamie and I were both home.
Yeah, I guess so. And I realized that I didn't want to miss on some hanging out by sitting quietly by myself in the bedroom watching some movie that we chose.
Right.
And so the only option, therefore, was to choose a romance movie that three couples would all be excited about.
Yeah.
And so I put it to them. I was like, anything you want. But it's got to be romance.
And did someone just have one on deck, or did you guys like
browse? Unanimously came back. Nobody browsed. Everybody just unanimously was like Cutting Edge, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'd never heard of it.
I'd never heard of it either. I was skeptical when you sent it to me, but...
But then they described the plot to me, and I was like, well, I'm on board too.
What's the rule where everything... You know Rule 34?
I'm familiar with Rule 34, yeah. I'm surprised you found your way to there. In that
there's
sense.
Another one
that's
like everything that exists also has a gender swapped version of it. Rule 63.
Okay, perfect.
Whoa, this, oh boy.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm looking at a gender swap Goofy here.
Okay, this has taken a turn in a direction that I wasn't expecting, but definitely didn't want.
This movie is an inverse Mighty Ducks.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is there someone in Mighty Ducks? Oh, there's a girl in Mighty Ducks who used to be a figure skater, right?
And okay, now is a hockey player. And this is like her story, but inverted.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Tanner sent me a picture. It's the girlfriend. Oh, is it the Goofy? Oh, shit, I hit download, and now I'm going to go to fucking jail. I'm so stupid. It's literally download. You know, it does that thing on the text message where it's like downloading. It's like 29 megabytes. How big is this picture?
Enormous.
I'm going to be in trouble because I've downloaded this gender swapped Goofy. I'm such an idiot. I thought it was going to be a picture of the kid from Mighty Ducks who was a figure skater. But instead, it is. He's saying, gosh, she is. Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. This is Mighty Ducks. It's the story of the girl in Mighty Ducks.
I guess. Let's say what it is. The premise is this.
Except inverted.
What happens? Well, it's figure skating. And
wrong. It's hockey. Ice hockey.
It starts with
and
ice
it's
hockey.
And it's intense. And we're all doing really big shots and goals.
Big shots.
And then,
fighting.
Oh, it's a qualifier. Is it the Olympics or a qualifier for the Olympics?
Qualifier, I think.
Yeah. Where we, the Americans, are facing off against the West Germans.
Fun. Yeah. Fun.
This movie has some fun politics.
Yeah.
And then our star player.
Yeah. D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Sweeney.
Yeah.
He does doing a such huge good goal. Job.
He does a huge goal.
And then
he gets
literally
smashed.
Every single player on the other team, like, body checks him in, like, a slow, like, grueling slow motion, like, body check scene.
Yeah. Smash cut. He's at the doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, you have only like 40% vision in your right eye. And he's like, doc, okay, whatever. I'll do the operation. And the doctor's like, no, your eye is fucked. Like, you're just fucked. You could never play hockey again. He's like, whatever. Okay, I don't care if it's expensive. Just fix it up. And the doctor's like, no, I'm trying to tell you. Like, you can't play hockey anymore.
Well, so there's an operation, right? I'm afraid not. Some micro laser thing? You open me up and...
Doug... I've specialized in ophthalmic surgery for over 15 years.
Yeah, okay, well, you don't do it here, but somebody somewhere down in Mexico City, they shoot shark piss up your nose and make you sit in traction for 8 months.
Doug, I'm sorry. I don't see professional hockey in your future.
And so he becomes a figure skater.
Well, yeah, first he goes back to his hometown, and then he's like, he's bad.
Yeah.
And he's unhappy, and he's trying to play hockey, and his brother's just trying to get him to settle down and get a job. Smash cut. A last minute reprieve comes in the form of a Russian coach who's like, I've seen your hockey moves and I have, I'm not going to do the accent. He's like, I've seen your hockey moves and I have like a recalcitrant figure skating lady who needs a partner, but like, refuses
Mandy.
To work with anyone. She's impossible.
What is this?
Maybe nothing. Here. You try.
Those are figure skates, pal.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how he got the idea, but he's like, what if a hockey player could do it? What if this hockey playing guy could do
it?
He's
beautiful on the ice.
Yeah. And this now, I guess this leads me to my first segment of the night. And I think it's going to be a hot new segment that hopefully we can use for...
Hot nude segment?
No. What do you think I said? Okay, perfect. I think we can hopefully use it for the rest of our shows.
Okay.
This one's called...
So this one's trademark B-Theory.
Yeah, it's trademark us. And I think we're going to get a lot of use out of it. It's called... What does Christy Yamaguchi think?
Okay.
Yeah. And so...
Have a take on this film?
She has a take, yeah. So here's the question. And this is the question on everybody's mind who's seen this film.
Yeah.
Could an elite level hockey player... you know, he's just like magic on the ice. He's got the moves. He skates like the wind. He can turn on a dime, fastest.
Yeah, he's really good at hockey.
And he's like, an incredible
athlete.
Better
than Wayne Gretzky.
He's an athlete. You know, think about Bo Jackson, right? He played what? He knows
so
baseball.
Many sports.
He knows football. He knows so many
sports.
He's one of these types of athlete. He can do anything, and he's particularly gifted on skates.
Yeah.
So the question on everybody's mind is, well, what would happen if you tried to get him to figure skate? Could he do it? If you gave him like the best trainer in the business and a great partner to learn from, could he do it?
I don't know, Jack. I'm no expert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On figure skating.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm qualified to answer that.
I'm so glad you said that. I know someone who is.
You
and
do?
It's not Oksana Bayul. It's okay. Not
name four more.
Okay. Michelle Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Tanya Harding.
Ooh, and? You got an easy one with Tanya Harding.
It's not Nancy Kerrigan. But I was trying to... Who's the one who did the Pepsi commercials?
Cindy Crawford.
Sure. And it is Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so what does Christy Yamaguchi think about this?
I'm so curious.
Well, I'll tell you. Ready?
Yeah.
I would say it absolutely couldn't be done.
Wait, which part?
This. The movie.
The film? They did it. They did it.
Hockey
Christy.
Player can't do it. She says.
Oh.
Impossible.
Well, that's pretty condemning.
A lot of it, she was like, she said in this interview I read with her, she said the only thing that's realistic about the movie is the scene where he like keeps falling over because he's trying to figure out the
toe picks. Yeah. I didn't, I didn't realize like Christy Yamaguchi was like Neil deGrasse Tyson of the 90s, like going
yeah,
around
totally.
And just like correcting everyone's like
yeah.
science.
Every major figure skating movie, she was the Neil deGrasse Tyson of it.
Like tweeting about
it's
it.
Like, this actually couldn't. This doesn't make any sense.
This isn't realistic. And also, no one
realistic.
Uses toe picks.
Yeah, they do. Figure skaters do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That was me being Christy Yamaguchi.
So.
Sorry. You were correcting Christy.
So they also fall in love, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They do. She is a queen on the ice.
She's
and
good.
Also an ice queen. How about that?
Did you come up with that?
I sort of did. Yeah.
Is it in the movie?
No, my wife described her as an ice queen earlier, and then
oh,
I was
and
like,
you thought
oh, it's funny because she's like a figure skater.
I think that could go on the poster.
Yeah, and what it says on the poster instead is the ultimate love skate relationship.
That's funny. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, the movie has good writing.
Yeah, it's great. They don't get along.
No, they don't. So she's very,
she's very wealthy.
Sexaholic.
Yeah.
It's established in like an opening scene. He's like sleeping with a West German.
Yeah.
While he's at the Olympics.
Yeah.
So he's very promiscuous. She's very like buttoned up.
Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen?
What do you think's gonna happen?
I think they're gonna fall in love.
They're gonna fall in love. And they do. Yeah. But it's all jeopardized because she gets super drunk and she's never had a drink before.
No, she's very buttoned up. Her whole life is. She lives in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
He is brought to her compound, her like mansion,
yeah,
where her father has built her like a full indoor hockey rink.
Yeah.
So she's like a recluse almost.
Yeah.
She's bad socially too. She keeps blowing off all these like
yeah.
brilliant male figure skaters because she doesn't work well with anyone.
But then he eventually gets her to loosen up and she has a shot and she likes it so much she then proceeds to have like 7 shots. It made me feel ill like watching it.
Yeah, I would be down on that.
I would be down, but she is mostly fine, except she does try to sleep with him when they get home, and he's interested, but he's like, I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
Come on, not tonight. Not like this.
Not like what? Not like me?
Kate, you're bombed.
What do you mean?
That means that it's time for you to go to bed.
God, it's just what I need. Someone else telling me what to do. In case you've missed it, I am throwing myself at you. I am tearing off my clothes, and you are giving me a rundown on drinking do's and don'ts.
Kate, why don't you calm...
Listen, I get enough coaching on the ice. Get out.
Which seems nice, and he's like, not this way. You're super drunk. And she gets mad.
Yeah,
and
kicks him out.
Then he goes and fucks a groupie.
Yeah. Well, and she's also the
yeah, she's
the
on
other
the,
most
on the figure skating
brilliant
Olympics
female figure skater in the world. It's like a classic romance book.
Yeah.
It was so great.
It was good. It was really fun.
It was really silly. There was like 1,000 training montages.
Yeah.
So
many montages. So good.
Every time something dramatic happened, it would show it from like 4 angles in slow motion.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
Classic filmmaking.
And then he's like, then because she's mad at him because he slept with the groupie, she like decides that they won't do the big throw.
Long program. We've been hearing all week about your new surprise move you've been working on. What's it called?
The Pamchenko.
The Pamchenko. Is that named after
doing
him?
It. What?
You've taken it out of the program. It's not ready.
Yeah. The crazy Russian coach has like these like
it's called the Pamchenko, I think.
The forbidden Soviet like
yeah. It's literally it moves. Involves like grabbing her by the feet and like swinging her around like a fucking like catapult and like hurling her into the air
yeah.
and it's somehow yeah. catching her.
Where did these come from?
For 20 years I've been working on this, but you know, to have skaters, to have situations, to have Jelania desire. It's not ready until now.
What is this? Is this a bounce spin into a throw?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
The key to this is release. There can be no halfway.
No. No, it's illegal.
Legano, ni legano. It's gray area.
Bounce spin to a throw twist, and I catch her?
Sort of.
We can't do this.
Why not? We have all the pieces.
We have 5 weeks.
A Pamchenko twist.
Absolutely not.
Do you want to do branding consultants?
Do I want to? I do want to do it.
Okay.
That's not usually how we introduce it. Ring,
okay.
Ring.
Hello, who's there?
Hi, it's me, Horny Tanner. I have a question.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Are we to lewd branding consultants or to prude branding consultants?
Well, I guess I'll ask you that because it is a lewd thing.
Okay.
The thing is lewd.
Well, I have a prude thing that I want to turn lewd.
Okay, so let's do them both. Let's turn my lewd thing prude.
Okay,
and then
perfect.
We'll turn
so
your
then
prude
then we'll
thing
be the
lewd.
Two prude dudes. I'm prudish Tanner.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Which is actually just Tanner. It's me.
We'll see. I don't know if this is going to work. Well, let's see. I'll just tell you. This.
So
at
I'm going
point...
to hang up the call.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't know if this is going to work, but let's see. So at some point, kind of establishing that he is a sexaholic. He's addicted
yes.
to sexahol. Mm-hmm. A groupie knocks on his door, and she's holding a red rose, and she's...
Yeah, it's the same woman. Why do you just keep calling her?
Is it the same what woman?
Yeah,
that's what it. She says,
"Hi, I watched your program. You've got a great sit spin."
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could trade secrets.
So I think you could just do a better job. And my thought was we could like look at some other figure skating moves and come up with like a better pickup line. You've thrown a wrinkle in it that I wasn't expecting. Because I'll remind you that the branding consultants initially weren't either prude or lewd. You just kind of added that somewhere for no reason.
Is that true?
Yeah. We had like segment music for it and everything. And then
they weren't just called two branding
yes,
consultants.
Yes, they were. And we did it for like 4 episodes. And one day you decided they were lewd.
No, it was two
yes.
prude
no,
branding
wasn't.
Consultants.
It wasn't.
Because we're the two prude dudes.
Yes, that was that. And then we also had the branding consultants. But I'm rolling with it.
Well, now there's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But I had forgotten about it, and I had this set up as just regular branding consultant.
You know, when I said, this is prudish Tanner, it felt like the first time I'd ever said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it totally is.
That's so surprising.
Yeah. Well, but so I just thought we could... punch up the pickup line, and if you want to make it like unsexy, that's fine.
No, we're the two horny.
Well, you
want to
make it horny? Okay,
we make it
even. Horny.
Oh no! We make it less horny. God, okay. the whole system is just so hard to track. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you've got a great sit spin sucks as a pickup line. I thought.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like sit and spin is like.
It just sounds
like something someone like on MTV would have said in the 90s when they're like throwing a middle finger.
Not to like, I mean, they can do whatever they want, but it's like also like a weird thing for a lady to say to a dude.
Sure.
If you're like a pickup line, like, I love your sit and spin. Like, it's like not a common.
I'm here. I've made it.
Okay. Thanks for saving me from that sentence.
I've made it to the manual, it's called.
Okay. Yeah. I see it too.
Guide to figure skating jumps.
Okay. So we've got, and I didn't actually know all of these. The main jumps are the toe loop. The Sal Chow.
Why would you?
What?
You said, and I actually know all these. But why, first of all, no what? One cares. Second of all, why would you?
Because I love to watch figure skating in the Olympics.
But you just memorize all the like weird, obscure
yeah.
figure skating terms?
Of course I do.
This is a bad list. Yeah. The manual. Yeah, right. More like the badual.
Okay, let's try to stay focused here.
Sorry, I'm a branding consultant. You put a branding problem in front of me. Okay, so I'm looking at some terms from the world of figure skating.
Okay.
Age eligible. Can we do anything with that? So you knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey.
I'm age eligible. No, it's not hot.
No, it's not hot. Dang. Ooh, this is good.
Yeah.
It's called a bestie squat.
Okay, but that's
a spread eagle-like move where the skater glides on two outside edges with knees bent.
Yeah, that I'm worried that that's going to just be too much like the sit spin, just in terms of a pickup line.
Yeah,
there's one called the cherry flip.
Okay, it's sort of got like a weird association.
There's something called an edge violation. Can we do?
That's pretty. That's something.
Yeah.
Right. I think I know what edging is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. So this is you. I can't quite get there in terms, because you remember you got to like knock on the door.
Yeah, so I'm knocking on the door.
And you're like, you're a real edge violation.
No, you'd be like, hey, can I come in? Maybe we could discuss that edge violation earlier. And he'd be like, which edge violation? And be like, oh, did I say earlier? Maybe I meant later tonight. And he's like, what do you mean by edge violation?
And like, and then he'd be like,
I guess what I meant is I'm going to so much that you're almost and then I'm going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep repeating that like all night,
no,
I think.
That's not great. Okay.
It's tough, huh? A kiss and cry. The area next to the rink at major competitions where the skaters wait to get their results. Here it is. Knock, knock, knock.
Okay, who's there?
Hey, it's me, Oksana.
Oh, Oksana Bayul.
No, just Oksana.
Okay, yeah?
I just wanted to say I saw you saw your routine down on the ice earlier.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought you had some really good moves. I was sad I missed you in the kiss and cry afterwards, but, you know, I was hoping maybe I could catch you in this kiss and cry. Right now. I'm not saying I'm going to cry later.
Okay. Bestie squat.
The bestie squat.
There's something called a swizzle.
Yeah, there's a lot of really funny named things here.
Yeah.
Let's both keep this open in front of us.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to do with the branding consultants?
Yeah. They're listing off D.B. Cooper's, like, accolades at the beginning of the movie. There's like a voiceover of like a radio host being like, oh, this guy's so like good at hockey. The writers call him the Minnesota Machine.
No question about it. We're talking about one of the finest skaters in amateur hockey today. There was a piece this week. One of the writers called him the Minnesota Machine.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was sexy enough. So I thought the two lewd branding consultants could come in, spice that up a little bit. We can't change the fact that he's from Duluth, Minnesota, right?
Okay, yeah.
So we can either use Duluth or Minnesota.
Okay.
But the second word, we want
say
to
the
come
line
up with
again.
Something. The writers call him the Minnesota Machine.
Okay.
That means nothing. It makes me think of like Kraftwerk, you know?
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah. Or like inside baseball machine politics in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's not fun.
And it's not hot. This is a sexy man. He's having promiscuous sex like every night.
Okay.
And everyone knows about it, you know? He's got a reputation for it. So something a little spicier.
Okay. Here's what I have to say first. You're going to hate this.
Yeah.
I've got it for the other thing.
Well, okay, that's why we're here, you know?
Can I say it?
We have two clients at once. We're kind of in two different modes for these two clients. But yeah, let's go back to the other one.
Okay, and then we'll come back. I want to give you due diligence, but if I'm thinking about this while I'm doing it, I'm not going to be paying enough attention. Okay. So here it is. So there's a move that's called the cantilever.
Yes.
Okay? So she knocks on the door. Okay, I'll do it. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello?
Hi, it's... what was her damn name? She did Pepsi commercials.
Tara Lipinski.
No.
I think she's a gymnast.
Katarina Witt. It's Katarina Witt. Hello.
Oh, hi, Katarina. How are you?
Good. I saw your cantilever earlier.
How's your family?
Good. I saw your cantilever earlier.
Oh, thank you. I saw your routine, too. I thought you guys were really good out there.
And I wanted to say...
It's going
to
be a pretty tough competition. Sorry, excuse me. I'm talking.
I need to get this out. And I can't leave here until I show you my bestie squat.
Okay, perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty forward. It's pretty, disambiguated.
Okay, I'm back. I'm fully locked in now. The Duluth...
Did you hear the setup?
Yeah, he's called the Minnesota Machine.
It's not sexy.
And it's not hot. So we've got Minnesota and we've got Duluth to work
with. Yeah.
What about Duluth? It's like kind of like two lewd dudes, isn't it? The Delude dude?
The Delude dude.
It's not close enough.
Derude. Derude.
No, it sounds like Delude.
Do you know Derude? Or maybe it's Derude?
No, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. This is not helping at all.
You know that song?
Yeah.
That could play. That's Derude.
Okay.
That so he could say it's the Delude dude, and then Derude could start playing, and people would go fucking wild.
But they would be also like, and I know this was my pitch, so I'm guilty here, but it doesn't sound enough like Duluth. Like, people would be like, "I like the song."
Yeah,
yeah.
What if someone from Chicago was saying it? Duluth.
No.
Duluth. Huh. Okay. Minnesota man. The Minnesota man.
Minnesota.
Spread. How about the Minnesota meat?
The Minnesota meat.
How about the Minnesota meat monster?
Yeah.
While we're talking about it, while we're on the topic, I think we have to go to break. Or do you want to do this when we get back from break?
Let's do it super quick, or unless you want to give it some air, in which case we should do it when we get
back. No, let's do it really quick. I don't do this with any happiness. I do this without any joy.
Right.
This is my job. It's not something it's not a passion of mine.
No, there's nothing nice about it.
But I am a Bingus Butcher, and this
I'm a Bingus Butcher as well.
Girth check.
Yeah, today we're going to be looking at some prime Minnesota meat.
Yeah, some Mr. Minnesota meat.
Yeah.
He is sort of the bad boy of figure skating, isn't he?
He's so bad.
Figure skating is a little bit of, it's sort of an institution, and he comes and shakes it up a little bit.
Yeah.
With some loud rock music and some pretty avant-garde costumes. And, you know, we're talking about a figure skating here. The costumes are already pretty avant-garde.
Classic.
He hates everything about figure skating. He makes her do rock music instead of concierto.
Yeah.
And he is in the dressing room getting his bowl.
It's like Matador's costume. Yeah.
Yeah. Costume fitted.
The Minnesota Matador.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're good at thinking about the last bit during the next one.
Yeah. It's a problem.
They're trying to figure out what to do with his red cape.
Yeah.
And the tailor does not want to put it over his Bingus.
Right.
Because, quote, at the 48-minute mark.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want him to hide his light under a basket, do we?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we know this thing could fit into a basket.
Yeah.
How big's a basket?
But he also says it's light.
Oh, that's interesting, too.
So we've got a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
Let's give him something to talk about, a little mystery to figure out. You know what I'm saying that?
Yeah, the Minnesota mystery.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the Minnesota man meat right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking about the Minnesota man meat.
I think I want to give him some credit here. I mean, credit. We're just Bingus Butchers. Either way, it makes no difference to us. But yeah, I
totally
think
impartial.
How big? Think about a basket. I'm thinking of a laundry basket.
Oh, wow. And maybe he needs that to carry it around.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. A basket, even a small
basket. Honestly, I don't know why, like a small picnic basket. But even then.
Yeah. So I think we're packing down there.
Although, like, it's implied, we don't want to hide his light under a basket. It just implied that it would fit under a basket. Like, my penis would fit under a basket.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, same, honestly.
So I think all we can go off of, yeah, and I'm sorry, light. Like, yeah, yeah, we just, it's light and it fits under a basket.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, it would be irresponsible for us to speculate any further.
Yeah.
And honestly, not in the scope.
Yeah, and think about it this way.
The work that we've
if
been
you were a
do.
Butcher, an actual butcher, and somebody was excited about the mystery meat, and they're like, what is it? And you were like, it's light and it fits under a basket. They would be like, oh, okay.
Do you want some?
It's probably not much, huh? okay, well, we figured that one out once again. The detective, are they detectives, the Bingus Butchers as well? I guess so. They have
No. That's what I was just saying. Yeah. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
It's not up to us to speculate. Right. It's not in our scope.
Yeah. Okay.
To speculate. We're just here to be impartial arbiters of the girth of these big bucks. Binguses.
Big binguses. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break.
Sometimes
now.
They might be small.
Yeah. Binguses. Big. Yep. Good. Let's
take
a break.
Big beefy binguses.
Big beefy.
Big bad beetle.
Big beefy binguses. It's good to say. It's good to say it. And it's not a value judgment.
Yeah. I almost said something else and then stopped myself because I realized it was going to be one of those things that just kind of turns into a thing. But we got to go to break.
Yeah, we have to. Okay, let's go. We'll see you on the other side. Hey, everybody. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. It has become a tradition, Tanner, that after the break, we let you take another break.
Oh, God, don't send me into the future, Jack. I can't
and
go
we're
again.
I'm going to call you.
Jack, it's
just
so
a few
awful.
Moments. I'm going to call for Arbiter Tanner. What's wrong with it? Arbiter Tanner, where are you coming
from?
How's things going in the future?
Yeah. Horribly!
Oh, no. Sorry to hear it. We didn't fix things last time. It felt like I keep hoping that one of these days, like one in conversation that we're going to have in the past is going to have a butterfly effect. And kind of
I keep hoping that, too. And I keep eating all the butterflies. I eat every butterfly I see.
Okay, yeah.
It's, so far, it hasn't done anything in the future.
Okay.
I think it's just a couple hundred years.
Yeah, I don't think it's too long. It's like, Yeah, it's short enough that, like, when it happens in, like, let's say 100 years, someone's going to tweet, like, hey, this was the date. It's August 12th.
My mom's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, okay, Mom.
Fine. Please. 21, 22. This is the date that they said.
I think it's Arbiter also Anna Tanner. Martin's birthday.
Oh, my God. I just won't try to land the sentence, I guess.
Hello, Jack. I'm here from the deep future. I've eaten so many butterflies today. Can we talk about reviews of what movie did you and Tanner watch?
We watched.
By the way, I'm Arbiter Tanner. I come here and I deliver kisses to the review that I agree with most.
We watched a film called The Cutting Edge. It's about a hockey player who tries to be a figure skater and falls in love. It's perfect. It's a perfect film. There's a lot of stuff about
it's really good.
About toe picks. You got toe picks are pretty important.
Pictures of toes?
No, it's not like that.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep, toe picks. That's what we could have done. God damn it. Okay, knock, knock, knock.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, it's Michelle Kwan.
Hi, my name's Arbiter Tanner.
Hey, Arbiter Tanner, I really love your toe picks. Do you want to see some of my toe picks? He did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, sure.
He's like,
yeah, slide him under the door when you leave. We got there. Wow, perfect. That was great. Okay. Listen, Arbiter Tanner.
I'm going to like throw up. I've been like whiplashing between characters.
Yeah. It's a hot segment. It's called On the One Hand. And what I've done is I've assembled some negative reviews. I've assembled a medium review that both did and didn't like the film. And I've assembled a positive review.
Yes.
We'll start with a positive review. This is On the One Hand. It is. There's no reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Once again, Rotten Tomatoes was like, this film hasn't been released in theaters
yet. I think we're shadow banned. I think we're blacklisted. Probably because of all your like shady reviews.
Rotten Tomatoes is lying to me because they're like, this hasn't come out yet.
Well, it looks like, did you see that it's a part of a trilogy, just like the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, I did. I was thinking we could come up with some sequel ideas, but only if we have time after we get through this segment.
Okay. Maybe one of them, maybe there's a quattrel coming out.
I read a funny interview with D.B. Cooper about this, and they were like, hey, why didn't you do the sequel? And he was like, honestly, like, we both said that we would do the sequel, but we wouldn't do it with like without each other. And the script was terrible, and the money they offered us was frankly insulting. And so it was really easy for us both to say no.
Oh, good for them. So it's just another couple?
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. Anyway, that's the wrong segment. Let's say what our reviews are, Arbiter Tanner. On the one hand, okay, so I went to Amazon, and I got some reviews on Amazon Prime. And here's what Richard says in his very positive review. Richard III, now is the winter for our discontent. Happy?
Yeah.
Okay. He gives this film 5 stars on June 20th, 2022, in his review entitled A Terrific Movie. And he says the following. Having no life, I watch a lot of movies.
Hey. Come on, Richard.
Richard, yeah.
Shakespeare wrote a whole fucking play about you.
Yeah. But he did die.
I know, but like I guess you're right, having no life.
Yeah, that's I think what it means.
So this is Richard's ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's also very Shakespearean.
Yeah, very Shakespearean. The Cutting Edge is the best movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. The plot may be so-so, but everything else is superlative. Kate and Doug are not only very physically attractive, their chemistry is electric. A hard agree.
Yes.
The dialogue, often humorous, is very clever and full of antagonistic banter. The camera work, something that rarely stands out, is on a par by itself. Close-ups of Kate's eyes are a hoot.
Huh?
So many scenes illustrate that even the film's direction is superior. I've run out of adjectives to do the film justice. It is a pure delight. I like Richard a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. He rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay.
For like obvious reasons.
What was it?
There's lots more adjectives.
Yeah, there are a lot more adjectives. He could have called it scintillating.
Yeah. That's a go-to, Richard. Wait, there was also like, what were the other adjectives? Richard, you missed bare-chested male.
Yeah, implied bare-chested sex, male, implied sex.
Working out, gymnasium, and family business.
Yeah, that's a lot of adjectives.
Oh, there's actually 69 more. Let me click this button.
Please don't.
Ends with a kiss.
Okay, those are all adjectives.
Fireplace.
Folks, don't write us angry letters about the fact that they're not adjectives.
Vomiting.
Yeah. Okay.
There is a vomit scene.
Yeah, there's a vomit scene. All right, let's moving on.
Yep.
Here's somebody who had some things they liked about the movie, some things they didn't like about the movie in this segment within a segment that I call On the Fence Hand.
Yeah. I think I call it that. And you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, there's
no
way.
Begrudgingly came
along. I would have ever come up with that. Here's what Max says in his or her 3-star review of this film entitled Good Skating, But... dot, dot, dot.
What?
And Mac reviewed this film on May 19th, 2021. And Mac says...
Wait, what was the end of The Last Guys? But what?
That's it. I think it's like a rhetorical trick to get you to click into the review.
And what happens when you click into the review?
I'm about to say.
Okay.
While this movie is entertaining and shows some good skating, I would not recommend it to teens or younger. If premarital sex is your thing and doesn't bother you, then disregard this review.
It's always these fundamentalists.
I bought it to show to some teen girls, but previewed it. This was not the message I wanted to send.
Is it always the same guy?
What was the message you wanted to send, Mac? That, like, if you're a hockey player, you can, like, switch sports? Like, what message did you want to send?
He was hoping it would be, like, an uplifting story. He heard that there was an Olympics story.
Yeah. I don't think Mac's going to get any kisses today.
No, I don't think so either.
Let's move on to my final segment within a segment, which is called On the Other Hand.
Yep.
I've got 3 reviews here. Perfect. The first is from Paul.
The Apostle.
Yeah. And Paul gives this 1 out of 5 stars in his review entitled, Not for Kids or This 56-Year-Old.
Ooh, Paul. I like your attitude. I like your sass.
So here's what Paul says. I bought this for a buddy's daughter who has started skating and is 7. The movie opens with a couple naked in bed and goes downhill from there. A lot of arguing and swearing. Taking God's name in vain by scene 3. Turned it off and trashed it. Money wasted. 3 people found this helpful.
Okay. Probably that other guy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mac was like, man, I wish I'd seen your review.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Amp.
I think that's a Sonic the Hedgehog character.
Okay, perfect. Gives this film 1 out of 5 stars in... Is it a boy or a girl in Sonic?
You know what? It was a very qualified guess.
Okay, let's just move on. The Amps
Do you want me to see if you? It's an actual character?
No, Amp, absolutely Sonic not. I really don't. I don't. Hedgehog. God, I'm so stupid. Why did I had momentum. I had momentum. I should have just not dwelt on it. Who? Why? Here's what the Amps are. The Amps are a band that Kim Deal from The Breeders formed during a hiatus from The Breeders. How's that?
Those are Sonic the Hedgehog characters?
No.
There's no Sonic the Hedgehog character called Amp. Okay. I'm sorry. I lied. Okay. I know a lot about Sonic the Hedgehog. I named my son after Tails.
Yeah, but you are wrong.
But I was wrong. There is no Amp. And I've fallen my sword.
Perfect. Okay. Let's move on. Here's what Amp says. Their review is titled Stupid Movie.
Okay. Disagree.
Amp says, if I wanted to watch people arguing and swearing for 2 hours, I'd go to a family dinner.
Smart. Funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Waste of time and money. Trash movie.
Why are they all throwing them in the trash?
I'm worried about Amp's family life, though.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty rough dynamic. Maybe he means, like, big family get-togethers, you know?
Yeah.
Those are always pretty rowdy.
They can get pretty rowdy. All right, I've got 1 more 1-star review of this film, and then we will dispense judgment. Barbara gives this film 1 out of 5 stars in her...
Bush.
Short review, Barbara Bush, in her short review entitled, No Italiano.
Okay.
And here's what she says. Non è doppiato in italiano.
May I translate?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no version in Italian.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough, Barb. Babs.
If I'm dispensing arbitration on the straightest shooter, it's going to be Babs.
It's got to be Babs.
Yeah. 1 star. That's a fair reason to guess what movie.
Yeah. Why aren't you in Italian?
You didn't bother being in my language.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
She gets my kisses. Who was her name? Barbara. Barbara.
Babs.
You're a straight shooter. You get my kisses.
Yeah.
I don't remember which guy is like keeps screening movies for his like teen daughter sleepovers.
Yeah.
That guy, is there some way to like report Matt. Him or block him?
Yeah, let's report and I'm going to report and block him on okay. Amazon.
Perfect.
You may go.
Okay.
Regular Tanner, I hope you had a nice time in
I didn't.
Sin City.
It was bad.
We've got 10 minutes left.
Okay.
We have two paths.
Ooh.
We can choose from.
Robert.
We can.
Robert.
No, why? Why?
Robert. Two paths. What? Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan.
Yeah, that's Robert Jordan's famous poem, The Road Not Taken. Is that what you're thinking of?
Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson.
Yes, Jordan Peterson's famous poem, Two Paths Diverged in a Crowded Wood. Listen, Jordan Peterson. No. We have two potential paths. And it's like that Jordan Peterson poem. So let's get it right.
Yeah.
We could come up with our own idea for a movie based on the same basic elements that made up this movie.
Yeah.
Or we could review this film on Amazon.
What's the Jack, what is the average review rating on this movie on Amazon?
It's 4.5 stars.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. People love this movie.
Can we can we shore it up? Can we like bring it over threshold maybe?
Yeah. Do you want to write a review of the film?
If you think we have a real shot at, you know, moving the needle.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
You're gonna have to write it though.
Good luck.
Because I'm holding my mic.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I can do it. I know how to write.
Okay. All right. So log into Amazon.
I'm logged in.
Okay.
With Always. My Amazon account.
Perfect. Yeah. 5 stars. Let's give it 5 stars. And we have to give it a title. For Amazon, you have to give it a title. And Rotten Tomatoes is one of the nice things. Because we tend to get hung up on titles.
You're saying we... Sorry. I'm still looking for the film. One moment.
Okay. It's called The Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge 2 looks so good.
Okay. Well, don't get distracted.
Okay, here I am.
Yeah.
Continue watching?
No.
No, thank you.
Five stars, it's great.
Where do you write reviews? There we go. Here it is. No, let me write a review. Write a customer review.
Yeah.
Overall rating, 5 stars.
5 stars.
Add a headline. What's most important to know, they've suggested.
Okay, I've got it. What's the sexy move that we came up with?
Oh, the toe pick.
No, it's not the toe pick. We'll come back to that. The bestie squat. Hotter than a bestie squat.
Yes. Perfect.
I think that's perfect. That is the most important thing to know.
Hotter than a... And it's B-E-S-T-I.
Yeah, squat.
Exclamation point? Can I be playful?
Sure, yeah, let's be playful. And then I was thinking, just for fun, why don't we start our review with Dear Reader?
Okay, so here's what they say in the suggested text.
Yeah.
What did you like or dislike? What did you use this product for? So you want to say Dear Reader.
Dear Reader. Okay, so we'll say what we liked.
Reader with a capital.
Capital R. Dear Reader, comma.
Okay.
I mean, traditionally in Jane Eyre, you would then say I married him, but that doesn't really work.
Doesn't make any sense here.
What? So what did we land up with the toe pick stuff? Should we say that we like the toe pick stuff? Here's what I liked about this film. The toe pick stuff. And I know what you're thinking.
Okay. Here's what we like?
Sure. Yeah. It's going under your like verified Amazon reviewer name, so I don't care.
Not mine.
Is it Jamie's?
No, for some reason it's when I came here to review it signed me in as the Babysitter's Club.
Okay, perfect.
Here's what we like about the film.
Yeah,
colon,
the toe picks. Yeah,
and how do you want to spell it?
What about with an X?
Perfect. And I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Should we just leave it at that?
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Line break.
Okay. Here's what we didn't like about the film. That's tough because it was so good.
Colon. How about like...
Oh, what about... Well, we didn't... I don't mind the Lord's name in vain and the premarital sex and stuff. Let's say... You know what? Let's say... Here's another thing we liked about this film. The premarital sex. And that'll kind of stick it to Mac. Right?
Yeah. Here's another thing we like about this
film. Scintillating film. Scintillating.
Scintillating.
Yeah.
film?
The premarital sex.
My little Grammarly like bug in the corner of this text box is like losing its mind.
Please stop. Why are you doing this to me?
Sir. All right. Here's another thing we like about this scintillating film. The premarital sex.
That's great.
God, I hope this is going under
Babysitter's Club. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we didn't like about this film.
Okay. I've got a thought. Ready?
Yes.
Non è doppiato in italiano.
Text it to me.
Okay. Okay, I've sent it to you. I'm now back looking at a picture of a gender-swapped Goofy with very large buttocks.
Yeah, it's too bad we text pretty often, because that's going to disappear from your screen pretty quickly. That's going to be a little treat for a little while.
And it kind of looks like, if the FBI were to read our texts, it kind of looks like you sent me a picture of a female Goofy saying gorsh as she holds her large buttocks, and I'm complaining that it's not in Italian.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Okay. Yeah, so and then I'll say
something about the product, right? Oh yeah, what do you got?
Well, I was gonna say 5 stars. We love this one. Does you want to do more?
Well, didn't Amazon said say what you like, say what you didn't like, and say something about the product.
Amazon Prime is kind of the product, right?
No, I think the product is like...
Or like, we're the product, really, right?
We're the product. Okay, well, let's say that.
So let's like, say that. Let's get like in a way, Floyd on them.
Yeah, in a way, I think we're the real product.
Do I address Amazon directly?
Amazon. No, I think that's too edgy.
In a way, I think
the product.
We're, and I'll do that all caps, the product. Commodities.
Yeah.
To be bought.
Commodities to be bought, sold, and fed into the machine.
Sold and fed into the
Minnesota machine.
The Minnesota machine.
Do you want to say fed into the machine and then full stop and then say the Minnesota machine, I mean?
Yeah.
That's good. And then you know how we can end this? We can take a line out of Mac's playbook.
Okay.
And we can end it the same way he ended his message. He was the one who didn't like the premarital sex. This was not the message I wanted to send.
This is not the message I wanted to send?
Yeah, this was not the message I wanted to send.
Okay, I'm giving it a full, its own line.
Yeah, yeah. Is that it? Do you think we got it?
I'll read it back.
Yeah, and then I would say Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring, and then P.S. We love this one.
Jack Shepherd and friend?
And friend, yeah. P.S. We love this one. That's good. And friend is good. That's fine.
P.S. We love this one. This one.
Okay,
love
back
or loved?
Me. Loved.
Okay, perfect. Dear reader.
And what's the title?
Hotter than a bestie squad.
Good. Okay.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Dear reader, here's what we like about this film. The toe picks, and picks is with an X.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking, .. Here's another thing we like about this scintillating film, the premarital sex. Here's what we didn't like about this film. Non è doppiato in italiano.
Good.
In a way, I think we're the product. Commodities to be bought, sold, and fed into the machine. The Minnesota machine, I mean. This is not the message we wanted to send.
Jack Shepherd and Tanner.
Jack Shepherd and friends. I accidentally added an S to friend, but I'm just going to keep it.
Okay.
No, that sounds a little bit too much like a...
No, alt. It's nice because then it kind of differentiates me from Richard.
Oh, who, yeah, that's true.
Then it's like, me and a bunch of my friends watch this.
P.S. We love this one.
Perfect.
Submit.
Yeah, hit submit.
Done.
Okay, we did it. We don't really have time for Burns.
Yeah, we'll do real quick.
Okay, really, really fast.
17-minute, 45-second mark. This is Burns Ludwig, Burns. He comes for the tryout, and she's like,
who the hell do you think
like you are.
And he's like, you seem like someone I don't want to associate with, so.
Yeah.
I know exactly who I am, sweetheart. I'm a guy who came a long way for lunch.
And she says,
well, please don't let me keep you from the trough.
That's funny.
Booyah!
I think around that same time, he
says.
That was
the out of the park home run she just hit.
Roughly around that same time, I believe, he says.
You can bet your tights I never thought I'd be working on a freak show like this.
And she responds,
I'm surprised you don't chuck it all and start your own think tank.
That's that Aaron Sorkin writing.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. This film is really good, folks. It was really, really fun. It's an 80s movie, and it's got a lot of montages. And it's just goofy enough, and there's real love
the
in
music
it,
is just, like, bonkers. Like, the music is like, I don't know, let's do every, like, kind of song from 1992.
Yeah.
But nothing recognizable. They're all, like, generic, like, Sony Music Library.
It's gorgeous, and there's two sequels. Like, I can't believe they made two sequels for this film, but it's not the same actors.
Just like the Mighty Ducks.
Tons of fun. That's all the time we have for today. I would like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me today.
Now, here's a problem.
Okay.
I just turned my attention back to the Amazon screen where my review has been submitted.
Okay.
And they said, review submitted. Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome. I feel like we're on even ground now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then they say, review your purchases.
Okay.
And then there's a little wheel with a one in it. And a little segment has been colored in.
Okay.
And it says, great start. Now do six more.
What? Why? We're just about to leave. We don't have time to do six more.
So I guess we have to do the Made Smart three-partment silverware drawer separator.
Oh, no. I wish we'd done this at the beginning of the episode.
We have to do D-Link Wi-Fi smart outdoor plug.
Five stars. We love this one.
And we have to do Monster Jam official Megalodon something.
I'm guessing that one was for Miles.
You know what's weird?
What?
It says we bought this. This is definitely not in my house and not something we have ever owned.
Huh. Interesting.
Weird.
Maybe Miles has just been on your Amazon. Is that possible?
Yeah.
We do have to go.
You know what, Jack? It is possible. Here's some dad talk for you.
Okay.
The other day, he woke me up super early, and I had a late night the night before. And instead of parenting him, I sat him in front of the TV, and I slept on the couch next to him. And when he got bored with that, I opened Amazon on my phone and searched toy trucks and just handed him my phone to just scroll through pictures of toy trucks.
That's pretty good.
For like a half an hour.
That's good, man. That sometimes that's how you got a parent. I showed Cyril how to find the Sonic the Hedgehog game on my iPad.
Yeah. You know?
Then my work as a parent is done.
Yeah. We taught him how to tell the lady to turn up the lights.
Yeah. There you go.
So he doesn't yell at us at 5:45 in the morning to do it.
This has been Dad Talk.
Dad Talk.
I would like to go. I thank you, Tanner. I thank the Baby Nation so very much for bearing with us. Please do subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. And rate and review our show on iTunes and join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. Let's see. All that remains is for me to say that we did watch a movie this week, didn't we?
We certainly did.
And the film that we watched was called The Cutting Edge by a lot of directors. There are like four directors to this. For some reason.
Yeah. I think it probably got passed around a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Next week, I don't know. I forgot to figure it out. I keep saying Serendipity.
No, I don't want to watch Serendipity. Just drop it off the list.
Okay.
I've seen it.
I'll figure it out.
It's bad. No, we're going to pick right now. This is always good results.
Quick. Don't pick something awful.
Gosh. Something right on the tip. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Next week, we'll figure it out. I'm sorry. Normally, I like to prepare this in advance, but I didn't. All that remains now, finally, is for me to say that this week, I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name's Dan Greenring.
And I hope that you find your hockily ever after.
Good.
Yeah. We might be childhood friends.